that at their church. You can do it here. It's all right. It won't hurt a thing. Amen. Preach to us. Amen.
Open your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Isaiah this evening. The book of Isaiah. I'll give you the chapter in just a minute, the Lord willing. The book of Isaiah. He is, as you well know, called a major prophet. As opposed, I guess, to the minor prophets. Got nothing to do with their importance. We believe they picked up the name merely due to the size of their books. Isaiah is the first of the major prophets. Isaiah comprises 66 chapters. Jeremiah, also a major prophet, 52 chapters less. Ezekiel, he runs in the same crowd, 48 chapters. And Daniel, and boy, you got to classify him, high priest, and what he said, major prophet, but only 12 chapters. Holy Ghost wrote every bit of it. All of their prophecies. Isaiah is on my heart. I suspect that this week, as God allows me to preach these evenings, I doubt we'll get out of the book of Isaiah. Tell you the truth, I have a particular chapter on my heart in the book of Isaiah. It's not 53. It's one of my favorites. A few years back, God let me preach Isaiah 53 here in the meeting. Oh, I enjoyed that. But it's a different chapter. I was reading today, I was studying about Isaiah, and this is what they said. Said of all the prophets, Jeremiah excels in compassion. Ezekiel excels in his ability to act out, if you'll allow me, to dramatize his messages. Daniel, that boy excels in visions. He excels in the numerics of Bible prophecy. And then they said this about Isaiah. Hope I'll get an amen. Says he excels in them all. In many ways, he is the prophet supreme. I'm thinking of Amos. He was an old country boy that God called to preach. I mean, God got a hold of him out on the farm. He knew about figs, and he knew about the vines, and he knew about backsliding heifers. And he was an expert. God the animal. God called Amos to go up to the north. Get this. God called a southern preacher to go north. Sure as I'm standing here. He's down from Judah, went up north to preach the word of God. He's at home in those rural settings. Hear me. Isaiah is both at home there, and Isaiah is at home in the royal palaces. Isaiah knew, he knew Uzziah by name. He knew Hezekiah by name. He knew Ahaz by name. He knew Jotham by name. He walks through the royal courts telling the great truths of an almighty God. I appreciate the prophet Isaiah. It's probably going to take me a few minutes to really even tell you the chapter that's on my heart. I got to thinking, and it's in Psalm 119, and it's about verse 96 along in there. Talks about God's word and says this. I hope I get an amen. Says, thy commandment is exceeding broad. East to west. Great in its girth. And so is the book of Isaiah. I don't want to bore you with this, but I thought, where would I go in the prophets to get a sublime? I read this today, studying. Homer, everybody knows Homer. Homer, who wrote the Iliad and the Odyssey. Homer, who has gone down in Greek legend now and will be eternally etched on the pages of their literature. Homer lived about 100 years before Isaiah. Ulysses, again, the Odyssey and the Iliad. And Homer left some great prose and some wonderful poetry. But I want to make an announcement. Within 100 years, will I get an amen? Isaiah beat him. Isaiah's prose has more clarity of description. His poetry soars to a higher level. And I'm glad Isaiah is in my Bible. Could I make an announcement? I'm pretty sure Jesus loved the book of Isaiah. Oh, how he would preach his first sermon with Isaiah as his text. Listen to Isaiah. He wants to tell us what a mess we're in. In our sins, lost and undone. Listen to this. I just happened to mark it. He said, I'll tell you what's wrong with us. The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of our foot to the head, there is no soundness in us but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, and that have not been closed or bound up and neither mollified. It sounds to me like that boy believes we're in a mess in our sins. He gives us clear-cut a description of our lostness, of our sinfulness, as I read. That is the prophet Isaiah. I didn't even tell you what his name means. Isaiah, Hebrew, obviously, will tell you. Yeshah, Yah. Now, when you blend that and put in the rules of pronunciation, you get something like Isaiah, at least in English, you do. Yeshah, Yah. Well, what in the world does that mean? Yeshah, Yah. I'm going to put it in the evangelical expression here. It means Jesus saves. Could I get a better amen? Forget I said evangelical. I'll put it in fundamentalist terminology. Jesus saves. What a name. What a name for a man of God to have. Isaiah, the great, great prophet of old. You say, preacher, did he ever preach against sin? Now, I'm not going to tell you the chapters because you'll be prone to turn and look. I just want to introduce him to you. It's Isaiah chapter 5. Brother Rule, in Isaiah chapter 5, he gets to pronouncing woe on wickedness, woe on ungodliness. Let me give you just a little sample of it. He says, if you drink liquor, if you love your booze, this won't go over real good, woe be unto you. He says, if you love your money, says if you're in life for greed, woe be unto you. He goes right down the line in chapter 5. He's got 6 of those woes. Boy, I'm glad somebody preached like that. Need some more preaching like that, don't we? That's chapter number 5. I don't have time. I guess I told you in retrospect. Oh. One day, Isaiah has this vision. It was in the year King Uzziah died. And you know who he saw? Help me if you're with me. He saw the Lord high and lifted up. And I don't have time to talk about it tonight. But when he saw the Lord, he saw some angels of God gathered around the throne. And they got to talking to each other. They got to saying something to each other. Let me tell you, I learned a new word today. Triazygon. Triazygon. Tri, meaning three, and hagios in Greek. See if you get it. I know you will. He's the thrice holy God. Where you get that from? Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. I believe God is love, but I don't know a verse that says love, love, love. I believe God is patient, but I don't know a verse that says patient, patient, patient. But I'll tell you the crowning. I'll tell you the glorious essence of an almighty God. He is holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. That's the day Isaiah got called to preach, too. God said, who may I say, who'll go? And Isaiah said, here am I. Wouldn't it be something if God called somebody to preach this week? Here am I, send me. Hallelujah. One day, God came to Isaiah and said, I want you to go down here and see the king a minute. Got a little message I want you to give him. King. What king would that be? Well, he's not a good one. He's a wicked king. His name is Ahaz. He is not following in the path and in the way of an almighty God. And God said, you can't just meet him anywhere. Says you got to go down here where the conduit empties out. Down there at the fuller's field. Said up there by the upper springs. That's where you're going to have to meet him and tell him something I said. Now, I don't have time to unravel it. All this is in chapter number 7. I wonder what that means by the conduit. I'll tell you what the conduit means. This is country. It means the pipe where the water comes out. Hallelujah. Whatever message Isaiah's going to give this king, it's got to do with a pipe. And it's got to do with water coming out. And said, go up there to the upper springs. Go up there to the, and I looked up that word upper. It's Elyon. Elyon. That's the name of our God in heaven. See if you agree. He's the most high God. Hallelujah. The spout where the water comes out, a most high God, and said, go over there to Fuller's Field. That's where you're going to have to. And I looked up that word Fuller. He's not a thing in the world, but he's in the cleaning business. He'd clean dirty clothes over there to Fuller's Field. And the spout where the water comes out, an almighty God, the most high God, and something about cleaning up stains, cleaning up filthy garments. Guess where God's got? I like the sound of that myself. And by now, chapter 7, you say, well, I wonder what God wants to, where the water comes out. Most high God, cleaning up the, here's the message. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And thou shalt call, his name will be Emmanuel. God with us. Hallelujah. That's old Isaiah. That's the kind of preacher he was. That's the way he acted. Another day he got to preaching. I don't know what got in him. Holy Ghost, I'm saying. And listen to him. He got to talking about Bible prophecy. You see, a prophet, he can tell us the mess we're in right now and how to get out of it. That's called forth-telling. But he can tell us something going to happen one of these days. Jesus is coming again. And thank God, he's going to get us out of it. That's called foretelling. Listen, I just want to read a little piece of it. Won't have time. For unto us... You rascals are ahead of me. For unto us a child is born and a son is given. I think he's talking about Jesus. What do y'all think? Give me 30 seconds right here. A child is born. That means there was 1 minute there wasn't a child. Little while later, labor pains, there was a child. But it didn't say a son was born. You know why it didn't say a son was born? Because the son never got born. Because the son of God is eternal. Because the son of God didn't have no beginning. Hallelujah. A child is born. A son is given. And you'll call it, hey, he's the wonderful counselor. He's the mighty God. He's the prince of peace. Hallelujah to his good name. That's Isaiah. That's the kind of preaching that boy does. Well, I thank God for his kind of preaching. Y'all with me? I just wanna give you a little bit of appetite tonight for the chapter God's laid. Listen to this. He's just preaching one day, and the Holy Ghost comes on him. That's a good thing to have happen when you're preaching. There shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch will grow out of the roots. You see, what's going on? Jesse, the tree, the lineage of David, preacher, it's about over. I mean, when Hezekiah's killed, that's the end of the line. There is no more king of Israel. No more, I should say, king of Judah. But this verse says there ain't a king of Judah right now. Hope I get an amen. But one is on the way. I'd like to know where he's coming from. I just read it to you. Said he's going to come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. He grew up like a root. I mean, Isaiah 50, like a root out of dry ground. I know that stem. I know that rod. It is my Savior. Some of them, the liberals, they say Isaiah gets a little delusional. You know, he's getting some age on him, and maybe he don't get it all right. So I'll just read it to you. It's another one of his sermons. See what you think. He said, I believe there's coming a time when the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. Well, that's odd. Wolves don't dwell with lambs. Wolves eat lambs. I don't know. See, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with a little kid, a little sheep, and a calf, and a child, a young lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Mama would say, Junior, go out there and get Leo and take him for a walk. That ain't happened lately, folks. But Isaiah believes there's a time coming when it will happen. Let's say I could go on and on and on and on. Could I tell you what? I believe that boy's talking about the millennium when Jesus is coming again. All I'm trying to do is just tell you what a great man of God and what a preacher this Prince Isaiah truly is. And I gotta go look at my clock, but I really don't want to. I'm turning pages and I'm skipping examples because 35. Go no no don't go to 35. I'll get bogged down if you go to 35. Let's tell you a little bit about another sermon that God laid on the heart of Isaiah. Zion. That's another name for Judah. Zion. Technically, it's the city of Jerusalem. Zion. If you want to push it further, it's the Temple Mount, where the temple of worship, where Solomon built that beautiful. And Zion means parched place. Dry, arid, hadn't rained lately, not a drop of moisture. No dew yesterday, neither. Zion means a parched place. Is anybody here honest enough to admit you have been in a Zion a time or two in your Christian? Boy, I sure have. But this is what he said, and I'll just, in the wilderness, in Zion, in the solitary place, they'll be glad for them, and the desert... Oh boy, Zion. And the desert is someday gonna, I need some amens, blossom like the rose. Anybody believe God can work a geographical miracle? You believe he can bring water to the desert? By the way, I believe he can send an earthquake if he needs to. I believe he can rearrange topography if he needs to. Hallelujah. And then, this is chapter 35. Listen to him. See if you can figure out who he's got in mind. Strengthen ye the weak knees. And strengthen ye the weak hands. And comfort the feeble knees. And said, somebody's coming. Is going to be able to strengthen some weak hands. And help some weak knees. I'm just going to tell you right now, it's our Lord. He's got our Lord in mind. I'm absolutely sure of that. Say to those that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. And the eyes, listen to this, and the eyes of the blind will be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. And the lame man will leap. The lame man will leap like the harp. And the tongue of the dumb will sing. You know what he's describing, preacher? He's describing what Jesus is going to do when he gets here. When he'll touch lame legs and they'll walk. When he'll touch deaf ears and they'll hear. Isaiah, 700 years before it happened, knew our Lord was coming. Hallelujah. I'm just saying, that's the kind of, hallelujah, that's the kind of preacher that he was. Give me one more, and then I got to read some scripture, my chapter. The book of Isaiah, which has 66 chapters, divides itself beautifully into two sections. The first section would be chapters 1 through 39. And the last section would be chapters 40 through 66. And I think I'm preaching to the choir. You probably heard this a long time ago. Isaiah's got 66 chapters. My Bible's got 66 books. Humor me. Just say amen. Isaiah's got one section that's longer, and it's got another section that's shorter that follows the longer, and that's exactly the way my Bible's divided. Isaiah's first 39 chapters are about the law, about sin, about judgment. My Bible's first 39 books are about law and about sin and about judgment. Isaiah's last 27 chapters are about a coming Redeemer, about a Lord of Lords, about a Savior who'll die on the cross to save us. My Bible's last 27 books tell the same story. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's chapter 40. Starts this new set. Comfort. So far, everything's been judgment. Everything's been wrath. Everything's been God's going to deal with this nation. Chapters 12 through 23. This nation. And comfort ye. Comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. There's a big difference between God's going to beat the daylights out of you because of your stinking sin. And heads up, he's on the way. Comfort ye, my people. Hallelujah. Big difference. I just want to say, Isaiah had a big God. Preacher, you mentioned that a minute ago. Let me show, and now I'll be through with this part. Let me show you how big a God he is. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. Let me get this down right. Do it again, preacher. He can measure the waters in the hollow of his hand. You say, well, that must be my local fishing lake of the waters. Will I get any amens? Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, Mediterranean. Put them all together and it's not full yet. He can measure the waters in the palm of his hand. If God can do that, I'm pretty sure he can get us the glory. Hallelujah. I mean, it's amazing. And he meted out the heavens with a span. I got to show you this. It's worth a minute. He meted out the heavens with a span. And God said, see if I'll get an amen, let there be light. And there was light. Through faith, Hebrews 11, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Span out. Let me get it right. Span out the, meted out the heavens with a span. Watch it. There goes Pluto. There's Uranus, Neptune, Saturn. Out the planets go, and they stay in place. Oh! He says more than that. Meted out to heavens with a span, there goes the Milky Way. We're talking galaxies now, and science tells us there's so many galaxies, we can't count them, we can't number them. I'd say when God did that, he did a magnificent job. I'd say when God did that, he proved he's a great big God. Science will tell you to this day that the universe is expanding at a rate we cannot measure. They are telling us, you better look at the farthest stars out today, because tomorrow they'll be invisible. They're spreading out that fast. I'll say this and get over here. He must have a pretty strong hand. 6,000 years later, and I did say 6,000 years later, they're still expanding. Are y'all okay with that? But I just can't hardly quit. The nations, I guess that's all of them. Let me, I don't want to add to the Bible, but it's sort of like the United Nations. The nations to this big God. The nations are as a, I bet you didn't know this is in the Bible. The nations are as a drop in the bucket to Almighty God. He's not worried about Russia tonight. Syria don't have him all upset. NATO's not on his mind. He's a bigger God than that. Hallelujah. All the nations put together, they're not a drop in God's bucket. Hallelujah. Where are you getting all that? Isaiah, the magnificent preacher that he is. I don't know anything of I read this today. Critique it. If somebody disagrees, and you'll disagree respectfully, I will hear you out. But the man said this. He said, had we no New Testament. Now we do, and I'm glad we do. Had we no New Testament. Don't worry about that. It's forever settled in heaven. But he said, had we no New Testament, will anybody say amen? Maybe not. There's enough gospel in the book of Isaiah to get any sinner saved who is hungry for the grace of God. Wow! He is the evangelist of all the prophets. Oh, I got to show you something. In the book of Isaiah, there are some Jeremiah, God said, you cannot marry. You better not even look at a girl. You're living in hard times. Marriage is out for you, boy. And Jeremiah never was able to marry. With Ezekiel, chapter 24, God gave him a wife. Beautiful wife. Lovely wife. Preacher called her the desire of his eyes. Ezekiel woke up that morning and said, your wife's going to die today. She'll die immediately, instantly. It'll be a stroke. You can't mourn. You're not going to be able to cry and carry on because I'm fixing what your wife died immediately. That's what I'm fixing to do to Judah. And I'm not going to mourn over Judah. She's rebelled. She's sinned. She's backslid. Ezekiel had a wife and she died. In an act of God, she died to help him be a better preacher. Now that's unusual, and I'm not saying that's the normal for. Jeremiah couldn't have a wife. Ezekiel had a pretty one and she died. She died of a stroke. Isaiah, he had a wife. I guess I'll have to clarify this. And he had a little loving nickname for her. He called her the prophetess. Well, that's going over like a lead balloon right there. I don't think she's a God call preacher. I don't think she pastored the church in Jerusalem. Loving term, prophetess. Some of y'all looking like a holy roll. You got your halos on. You got some wives that can preach pretty good too. Called her the prophetess. Said God told me to, and the prophets and I, she conceived, and God gave us a son. Listen, Shear Jashub. Shear Jashub. God gave him another son. This is the longest name in the Bible. Maher Shalor Hashbaz. I'd have called him MS or something. Maher Shalor Hashbaz. And God builds his ministry. Let me tell you, Maher Shalor Hashbaz, God's going to discipline. God's going to rebuke. God's going to punish. He'll get a hold of this whole nation of Judah, and there, will I get an amen? There are no exceptions. God hates it. Shear Jashub, it means this. Though God's going to judge, though he's going to deal with Judah, hallelujah, glory to God, there is a remnant, Shear. There is a remnant, and God's going to save that remnant. God's going to keep his hand. Hey, y'all ought to be hollering amen. We're part of the remnant. So it's a believing faith. And God's going to save a remnant. And we can follow that remnant all the way through the book. God's going to spare that remnant through the tribulation. God's going to save that crowd of Jews. God's going to give them a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, a new earth, which Isaiah also preached about in chapter 66, but I'll never get there. And all I'm saying tonight is that the main names, Isaiah, Jesus saves, Maher Shalor Hashbaz, God's going to judge this mess, and Shear Jashub, the remnant, shall return. That's the message of the book. Oh, I'm having a thought. The virgin will conceive, bring forth a son, and his name's going to be Emmanuel. Let me tell you what Emmanuel means. It means, somebody say amen when I tell you, God with us. Oh, I'm glad Emmanuel got in there somewhere. I'm glad God's going to judge wickedness. I'm glad God's going to save a remnant. I'm glad there's a preacher still preaches the cross, but hallelujah, and in this I thrill. I'm glad I know Emmanuel. I'm glad he's in my heart. I'm glad I'm saved by his amazing grace. Hallelujah to his name. Give me 1 minute, preacher. Isaiah chapter 50. Isaiah chapter number 50 is going to be our text. That'll be our text starting tomorrow night, God willing, and as the Lord leads the moderators. See, tomorrow night, but then it'll be Wednesday night and Thursday night and Friday night. We're going to stay in Isaiah 50. And here's what I want to ask you to do, because I'm going to sit down. I want to do what I need to do. I want to ask you, I'll need a big amen, to read Isaiah 50. And for those of you who will, if you'll read Isaiah 50 five times, I practiced it today, 2 minutes and 29 seconds. If you'll read it five times, it's less than 15 minutes of reading. I'll give you this little booklet. I fixed it up, wrote a little introduction, and we'll get started. And preacher, you need to just be coming on, because I ain't going to hush if you don't. In Isaiah 50, I'm done. Give me one more sentence. In Isaiah 50, God the Father talks a little bit. God the Son talks a little bit. And God the Holy Ghost talks a little bit. And I want to hear what they say. Hallelujah.
Bottle of water. Don't you appreciate that preaching? I want the Renfros to be coming around and get ready to sing for us.